sheer knowledge. To share knowledge is the greatest thing in the world. To try and hold it back for your own possession is the absolutely, you haven't got it. You're not getting the feelings. It is not until you release the knowledge that the feelings come. And that's what you're searching for. Everybody on earth is searching for feelings. And this is what you must find, is beautiful feelings. You take an object and you create a feeling to suit the object. Now take away the object, and all you're left with is the feeling. And it's related to nothing. It's just a feeling. And when a feeling is related to nothing, it covers all things, eh? People are afraid of feelings. They're afraid of their own feelings. Try and find those feelings, and those feelings are the very thing that will give you all the answers. Those feelings are, they make you walk in another reality, eh? They make you see other realities. And the more beautiful the feeling, the better the reality. Because we're controlled from feelings. That's why a person who is very, very mentally sick and in real distress, that's why he is where he is. And the knowledge that you people know can take people from there out. Very easily. But you must talk the honest truth that you know. Don't compromise to anybody. Always talk your highest, because if you don't, you're saying that truth isn't real. See, to not to talk truth about inner self, eh, when you're asked about it, is the very worst thing that you could possibly do. Because it makes all the knowledge that you've got useless. There's just a missing link, eh? So back to that missing link. Just to how to switch it on, eh? Switch your knowledge into high gear so that you can get those beautiful feelings and you can get that knowledge that you've been searching for, eh? Because once you get the feelings, that's it, that's the secret, get the feelings, eh? And when the feelings come and they're accepted, then it will bring you the most perfect psychology, psychiatry, theology, philosophy that you've ever known in your life. This is where it's all hidden. That's where it's hidden. Well, those are the wise men. They knew the secret, eh? But each one talked differently. So one would be taken as a philosopher, one would be taken as a so on and so forth, eh? But if you listen to all the details that surround each person, they're all different. So the whole story is different. But if you take all away the details and just listen to the very essence of the truth that they were talking, here lies all the answers. Here lies the secret of turning belief into fact and turning fact into a truer reality, an existence where very few people know exists. But it's still here. It's just a conscious change. A change in a level of conscious state. It's like when you were 12 years old, you saw the world different than what you see it now. This is the same thing. Only much, much more. It's just a change of seeing. To see what really is, instead of the imaginary what wasn't, eh? And it's the what wasn't that creates the mental sicknesses. It causes all the unhappiness. It causes all our problems. All our problems. No matter what problem it is, that's what causes it. So we're really lucky. We've broken through. We should be happy about it. Instead of glum, like hanging on, you become happy because you're glad you found it. And the second you're glad you found it, you've found a feeling. And this feeling is so nice, you say, wow, and then you start giving the feeling away, eh? That's what it is. You find feelings, and feelings are packed with knowledge. Because you can't get that knowledge until you get the feeling. It's all in this feeling. It's inside the feeling. And the longer you keep in the feeling, the more knowledge you get. But not a negative feeling. A negative feeling is a sick feeling. It's a sickness of mind. It's a lost mind. It's a mind that doesn't know what it's doing. And anybody that argues the point that it's natural, I'd say yes, it's natural. As far as we know, natural here. But in true reality, it's the most unnatural thing in the world. It's insanity. And we're also insane that we don't know how sanity is. And the only thing that can bring sanity back is when the lost mind finds its way home. That's where sanity lies. And the more you get towards home, or to the secret of life, or the whatever you want to call it, the happier you become. Because the more you start to live in feelings. See, a beautiful feeling automatically eliminates all bad feelings. And we create a beautiful feeling, and we think it's wonderful. We feel tremendous. Then minutes later, we've lost all those feelings. Because we don't know how to hang on to a feeling. We don't know what a feeling is. You can't touch it, you can't write it, you can't talk it, you can't explain it, it just is. Nobody can explain a feeling. But if you find a beautiful feeling, it must be positive. And if it's positive, it's full of information, if you can hang on to the feeling. Because it's here you start to see life nicer, better, with more clarity. It's here you stop judging and analyzing. This is where the secret lies, eh? In the feeling. And that's all we have to get out now. It's a feeling. Be very simple. It doesn't take many people, eh, to spread truth. Because truth is not a belief, it has to be built up. It's always now. It's always ever powerful. Always. Because it is. And it's the isness being released. Have you any idea how powerful that is? When the isness gets released. And starts explaining to men how their minds work. It's super powerful. Very super powerful. And the best thing about it is you don't have to understand what's happening. You don't have to understand the words. Because you've already been explained it's impossible to understand. You've got to get the feeling, then the understanding comes. But the words mean nothing. And it's not a little secret riddle. If I listen to his words and they mean something else, what could they mean? That's trying to figure out the words in a puzzle, eh? There's no puzzle. There's really no puzzle. If you just hear what I'm saying, you'll hear it. But you've got to hear the words without the analysing or judging or trying to figure out. You must just go beyond the word. And that's the only way you can go beyond the word, is to see right through it. You must understand it, but then you don't have to go any further, so you're as far as you can go, you're there. Pretty tricky. And there's only one truth. And no matter what anybody says, this one truth will cure all things. Because this one truth is the way. It's the way to guide many, many people back to sanity, away from hell. And when I say hell, I mean a hell of a life, a tormented life, a sick life, an unhappy life. This is the way to take them back, by psychologically speaking from beyond the mind, beyond the understanding of the mind of mankind. It's not an insult to mankind, because it's my mind too. It's simply that the mind can't possibly comprehend how to lift a level of conscious state to find out what it's looking for. I know there's millions of methods, millions of ways, millions of ideas, but that's all in the illusion. You've got to step outside the illusion. You've got to step outside what the mind thinks. And what the mind thinks is the illusion. See, if mankind knew how to fix his own problems, he would have done it a long time ago, and then we'd all be happy. But he can't. Can possibly. There's only help from one way, and that's to go inside to that superconscious state that exists inside yourself. And release it. Don't talk about it. It's of no value to talk about it. You can talk about it till you're blue in the face. You've got to release it. When you find it and you start talking about it and you don't have the feeling, you haven't got it. You've only half got it. Eh? But you won't release it. It's like having a beautiful big wild stallion caught up in a small pen, and outside there's a big pasture, and it's yours, and you won't let it go. Eh? And it's not until you let it go, all of a sudden you realize there's a big corral all around all that big beautiful pasture. It never gets away, it can't get away. Now let it go. And that's what you got to do. Release it. But just become happy. That's all I'm asking you to do. Well, you can't be happy all the time. You'd have to be really sick. Somebody once said to me, I can see being happy maybe once a month, but what you're talking about is ridiculous, you know? It's really neat, because once you start finding knowledge, you start to realize what you haven't given yourself all those years. Then all of a sudden you're giving it to yourself. You're giving yourself all those beautiful feelings that never existed before. You realize you robbed yourself of those feelings, which in turn created all that knowledge. You robbed yourself all your life. Because you didn't know what life was, eh? But the second you find it, you just lay it on yourself. all those nice feelings, eh? And all of a sudden it's a nice place. And all of a sudden the knowledge comes in with the feelings telling you exactly what's going on, eh? Like, you start to see with clarity that when people play their little game, when another little person plays his little game, and by God, we're all playing the same game. Eh? And as you start to realize that, then all of a sudden you look inside and you say, me too. That's a toughie. Me too, eh? But not me too bad, because as you start to see life is a little game, and you see everybody doing it to each other, doing it to themselves, eh? No matter what they're doing it to each other and doing it to themselves, eh? So you get away from that and you watch all this circus. Then, of course, this is where the cosmic humor comes in, because it's a circus. There's only one way you can find it, is now. Because if you ever truly find it, you realize there never was any other time but now. But time is only an illusion. It's an illusion to play the game of life. So we play it. But to find the game of life, you've got to go beyond that playing stage to find the true reality, so that you can find out how it works and play it better. Happier. With more feelings. With more seeing rather than acting. Sit back and enjoy it. But still do whatever you've been doing. It's just a conscious change. It's a state of consciousness that changes. Nothing else. Negativity creates that feeling that you don't want. It's a feeling of, it's a horrible feeling. So you got to get rid of that horrible feeling. So what you do is you learn to see clearer, see life clearer. And as this truth starts to unfold, you'll see, once again, nicer feelings. And it's those nice feelings that will bring you all the knowledge that you seek. And you can't explain, I swear. If you try, you're just doing a silly thing. You can't explain people their problems. You can only tell them facts. Conscious facts. And if they hear the conscious fact, the problem will vanish. If you tell somebody the problem, all you're doing is convincing them they've got the problem. And the second they see truth, the problem will vanish, because they'll realize it's just the illusion. It wasn't true. They just thought that way. And it's our thinking mind that gets us in trouble. We've got to take this thinking mind of ours and clean it up. And the way you clean it up, you take all the negative thoughts and feelings and you get rid of them, and it leaves good feelings, which in turn take you to what you're looking for. And as you start to get the feelings, this alone will bring you the knowledge how to get more. If you unload it, you can only take so much and you can't take any more. You're filled to the brim and you've got to give it out. And if you want to give it out, give it to yourself. I mean it. Give it to yourself. I don't care where you spill it over. Give it to yourself. All you're doing is giving yourself a beautiful feeling by realizing the knowledge that's inside you. You're giving it to yourself, and I guarantee you, the second you give it to yourself, you're going to give it to somebody else. You can't help it, because just being you in that state of good feeling, you'll be giving something to somebody else, a beautiful feeling. Plus with it comes the knowledge that you're looking for. So it's like it's just everlasting, eh? You throw it away and it's there. You can't throw it away. It's not like a boomerang, eh? A boomerang might not come back, eh? But this is different, because there's nowhere to go. There's nothing thrown. There's nowhere to go. It's already there. You've already got it. And you only pretend, eh? You only go through the pretense of not having it. And all we're doing is sort of leading you along the path towards those feelings. It changes life entirely. Not in the belief system, eh? But in the actual fact system. In actual fact, the fact system is living in a state of meditation. Not sitting looking for it, but actually living in the state of meditation. That's the fact system, because from there everything is a fact, because it's truth, because the mind isn't in the way. And this is what everybody's searching for, is the state of meditation. But once again we go the opposite way to try and find it, because we pack our minds with more information to get to the state of meditation. I try to tranquilize our mind. We read more. Or we find more. Or we argue. Or we do something and get more of what we don't want. And we don't see it. It's so simple when it's put before your eyes. You can see it. But we all go the opposite way, eh? We all go the opposite way. So, I know I'm grateful that I found out what I found out. So, like it's close to Thanksgiving, eh? That's it. For sure. I was all track of time. Why don't we just have a break, eh? Yeah?